News Release Office of the Honorable Greg Rick Ford. The Ontario government is providing more than $4.6 million through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, to 11 economic development projects on Manitoulin Island. This investment will improve municipal infrastructure, empower local businesses, and create good jobs in northeastern Ontario. Today's announcement reflects the diverse and transformative impact of the NOHFC across Manitoulin Island and beyond, said Greg Rickford, Minister of Northern Development. From supporting community infrastructure upgrades to empowering local businesses and showcasing the North's unique culture and talent, these projects highlight the partnership opportunities we're investing in, here in the Northeast. The NOHFC is funding the following projects: $1,595,959 for Sheshewaining First Nation to build Phase 1 of its Leadership Center. This includes construction of a gathering space for community functions, displays for the exhibition gallery and interpretive center, a traditional fire arbor, business incubation areas, and a healing lodge and cultural sanctuary. $695,832 for the Township of Billings to rebuild its fire hall as a functional facility supporting the operation of fire protection services in the community. $500,000 for the Town of Gore Bay to revitalize its downtown area, enhancing community infrastructure, inviting commercial activity, and creating a vibrant and engaging space for residents and visitors alike. $479,409 for Dada Picture Corp. to produce the feature film Dada, a love story, satire and horror about the complex relationship between a single father and his teenage daughter. $418,893 for Ecorbier & Sons Contracting, an Indigenous-owned business, to purchase equipment to bolster its business. $279,810 for the Wikimaikong Development Commission to upgrade its pellet silo storage distribution center to further reduce Wikwamkong unceded territory's reliance on fossil fuel. $200,000 for Ondek Omni Conning First Nation to install a splash pad on community grounds to create infrastructure that supports physical activity among children and youth. $200,000 for Palace Hillside Farm to purchase and install a grain drying storage system for its harvested crops. $161,078 for the Dawson Citizens Improvement Association to repair and upgrade the exterior of the Meldrum Bay Community Hall, increasing accessibility to the facility. $112,500 for the Manitoulin Island Cycling Advocates to create the Channel View Mountain Bike Park by redesigning 80 acres of a former ski hill into mountain bike trails. $15,347 for the Dawson Citizens Improvement Association to repair the roof of the Meldrum Bay Marina Building, a crucial tourism services hub for boaters, campers, and residents. The NOHFC promotes economic growth, job creation, and workforce development across the North in communities large and small, rural and urban, including Indigenous communities. Since June 2018, the NOHFC has invested more than $841 million in 6,894 projects in Northern Ontario, leveraging more than $2.5 billion in investment and creating or sustaining over 10,560 jobs. Quick facts: the Ontario government's improved NOHFC programming supports more projects in rural northern communities and makes it easier for more people and businesses to apply. The programming targets existing and emerging markets, provides more work opportunities for Indigenous people, and addresses the skilled labor shortage in the North. The NOHFC's Cultural Supports Program showcases Northern Ontario culture, geography and talent through event partnerships and support for the production of films and TV series. The NOHFC's Invest North program boosts economic growth and attracts more investment by supporting business development, expansion and innovation. The NOHFC's Community Enhancement Program builds strong and resilient northern communities through targeted investments in critical infrastructure. Additional resources: the NOHFC, Northern Development Offices and Small Business Enterprise Centers are available to support northern communities, businesses and other stakeholders in identifying economic development opportunities and assist in accessing government funding programs. Quotes: "We are excited to see continued growth in Sheshewaining First Nation, and the Leadership Center is an integral part of the growing community infrastructure. This center will be a hub for economic activity and development in Shishigwining, housing existing businesses and promoting ongoing expansion of the local business community. Funding from a variety of sources, with NOHFC as a lead funder, has made this project a reality, and we look forward to occupancy in the coming months. The hope of Chief and Council is that this is the first of multiple phases of the Leadership Center project, as we look to continue to invest in local infrastructure. Joan Shepherd, Executive Director, Shishigwining First Nation. In a small community like Gore Bay, funding support is vital to bring big ideas to life and strengthen our local economy. The Downtown Revitalization Project represents a transformative step for our town, creating an inviting space that benefits residents, businesses, and visitors alike. We're excited to see this vision come together and look forward to the positive impact it will have for years to come. Ron Lane, Mayor, Town of Gore Bay. The NOHFC made it possible for us to shoot Dada in such a remarkable place. Manitoulin Island wouldn't have arisen as a possible shooting location for our film if it had not been for the NOHFC. We are lucky to have been able to capture the island and so much of what it has to offer on screen, and will always be grateful for the NOHFC's support. Maddie Foley, Producer, Dada Picture Corp. With the help of the Ontario government, we were able to develop the necessary infrastructure and acquire key equipment in order to plan a more diverse cropping program that focuses on both feed and food-grade crops. Our ability to diversify our cropping plans and strategies has offered feed options to other farmers and mitigated freight costs, therefore keeping more revenue with Manitoulin farmers. These capital acquisitions have allowed an expansion of our hired workforce and will be expanded again in the next years. NOHFC has provided the assistance to make the agronomic sector of Manitoulin competitive and in step with modern agriculture, and we are extremely appreciative. Johannes Reniker, co-owner, Palace Hillside Farm.